Thank you. Greetings and blessings to you, my friends. It's good to be with you this day as we celebrate the life of Bill Brophy. I invite you just to a couple of particulars to silence your cell phones and know that there's a reception immediately following our worship service today. It'll be in the Activity Center and we'll dismiss to there from here. And know that the guest book and the pictures from the remembrance table and all of that will be there, so you have ample time and opportunity to share in those things. If you'd like to follow along in our worship service today, our service is on page 279 in the lowered numbered pages in the front of the hymnal, page 279. Welcome in the name of Jesus, the Savior of the world. We are gathered to worship, to proclaim Christ crucified and risen, to remember before God our brother Bill Brophy, to give thanks for his life, to commend him to our merciful Redeemer, and to comfort one another in grief. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the source of all mercy and the God of all consolation, who comforts us in all of our sorrows, so that we can comfort others in their sorrows with that same consolation we ourselves have received from God. All who are baptized into Christ have put on Christ. In Bill's baptism, he was clothed with Christ. In the day of Christ's coming, he shall be clothed with glory. Eternal God, maker of heaven and earth, who formed us from the dust of the earth, by your breath you gave us life. We glorify you. We glorify you. Jesus Christ, the resurrection and the life, who suffered death for all humanity, who rose from the grave to open the way to eternal life. We praise you.
We praise you.
Holy Spirit, author and giver of life, the comforter of all who sorrow, our sure confidence and everlasting hope, we worship you.
We worship you.
To you, O blessed Trinity, be glory and honor forever and ever. Amen. Our gathering song, Lord, Take My Hand and Lead Me, on page 767 in the upper numbered pages later in the hymnal, page 767. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. God of grace and glory, we remember before you today our brother Bill. We thank you for giving him to us to know and to love as a companion in our pilgrimage on earth. In your boundless compassion, console us who mourn. Give us faith to see that death has been swallowed up in the victory of our Lord Jesus Christ, so that we may live in confidence and hope until by your call we are gathered to our heavenly home in the company of all your saints, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The psalmist says, "The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. I have a goodly heritage. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I keep the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my soul rejoices. My body also rests secure. For you do not give me up to Sheol, or let your faithful one see the pit. You show me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. In your right hand are pleasures forevermore." In a reading from the Gospel of Matthew, the 25th chapter, Jesus says, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me.' And then the righteous will answer the Lord, 'When was it we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?' And the king will answer them, 'Truly, I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these, who are members of my family, you did so unto me.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Once again, death has touched our lives. I remarked with several of you out front, and several of you remarked to me, we keep expecting him to show up. He would never be away from a church gathering or event. He would be here with us. It seemed so natural to expect to see him walk in the door. To lose the daily companionship and friendship of Bill Brophy is a hard, sad thing. He accomplished so much in 76 years of living. Bill was a faithful servant, a brother in Christ, and a friend to so many. He was an Air Force captain. He was a golfer. He loved the game, but even more so, the people he played it with. He was a smart, successful businessman, and he was a master grill chef and a master bartender. He loved to travel and spend time with his family and friends, from evenings of dominoes to backyard feasts, fishing, boating on the infamous Mr. Bill, trips to the beach, to Port Aransas. He was the soulmate of Di Brophy for 52 years. He was a loving father to Carrie and Andy and their men, Mike and Justin, and a beloved grandfather to Joaquin and Remy and Lily. Bill was born in New York, but he said he got to Austin as quickly as he could. And he grew up here. He attended Southwest Texas State. He went ROTC and enlisted in the Air Force upon graduating with his business degree. It was in San Marcos that conspiring roommates introduced him to this cute gal named Diana Vey. And there was no looking back. He'd been raised Catholic, but he became a Lutheran, and I think he would have done just about anything else necessary in order to marry Diana. Military service and later work with Ryder Truck Leasing took them all over. Wichita Falls to Labrador, and not Labrador, Texas, the one up north. Out to Arizona, on to California. But they never forgot where home was and returned to Texas, moving to Austin in 73, to careers in real estate and education. They've been a blessing to Austin all these years, and they have been pillars of this spiritual community. Bill and Di were a part of the Abiding Love story from before the beginning. Bill was serving on the Council of Abiding Love's Mother Congregation, St. John, and part of the committee that called Pastor David Fetter to lead a mission development in South Austin. They stayed on at St. John for a while and then joined the mission. On their first Sunday, Di played piano in worship in what proved to be the Abiding Love's last gathering at the Westgate Lanes Bowling Alley. Bill's work with Abiding Love's Golf Committee has helped grow and expand the annual chip-in for children golf tournament, greatly increasing charitable proceeds to the Abiding Love Children's Center from golfers and sponsors alike. He's led the planning for our current 40th anniversary year of celebration and continues to serve as our chairman emeritus for all of the festivities we have planned for this year. Bill had the heart of a servant. In all the time that I've known him and served with him, and long before that, it's the reason I chose this gospel reading today. Bill believed fundamentally that what we do to and for others, we do unto the Lord himself. It was marrow level and intuitive with him. It was a reflection of God's spirit within him and the thing that I will most treasure and remember him for. As it happens for us all, the adventures and joys of Bill's life were mixed with challenges and misfortunes along the way. But he was steadfast in his faith, and he was an optimist. Officially, he served with the Optimist organization for years. And it doesn't mean that he always had a sunny disposition. It meant more that in times of misfortune or challenge, he was generally able to see opportunity. I think that's the definition of an optimist. His faith would see him through the hardest times of illness and disappointment. His sister-in-law, Suzanne, said he put her in mind of the passage in James where it says, "Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial. Such a one has stood the test and will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to all who love him." Faith sustained Bill. Along with a generous sense of humor, it was his natural element. You know this if ever, even once, you've been blessed by the humor of Bill Brophy. I asked him more than once what I had done, seeking to be clever, to deserve such punishment. He was a pun master, witty words, satire, irony. He'd lay one on you and then he'd give you that kind of half smirk, waiting for that groan that would come from deep within your soul. If you engaged, if you sought to joust with the master, he'd come back time and again. There was no besting him. I'll say this about his humor. It was always clean, as far as you know, and it was with him to the last day of his life. On the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, I went to see Di and Bill. His health increasingly had kept him home. He wanted to share communion, which we had not typically done in our visits, at his request. It was a blessing for us all to sit and talk together about the things that matter most in life, and to share bread and wine as signs of God's forever claim on us all. Bill died 2 days later. It was the Friday after Thanksgiving. He was watching UT football with Michael and Suzanne. Di was in the kitchen making him some soup for his lunch. He was in the warmth and comfort of his home. He was surrounded by people who loved him, doing something he loved best. He took a parting breath, and in a moment he was gone. It's a sad, hard thing to lose the daily companionship of one so loved. I don't think it would be bearable were it not for the faith that sustains us. It is the same faith that sustained Bill through 76 years of wonderful life as he passed from this life, and it sustains him beyond. Bill heard the fulfillment of that faith that day, heard the gospel of God's embrace, heard the language of that gospel, the King saying to those at his right hand, "Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food." May God bless and keep you, Bill. Enter into the joy of the Master. Carrie Martinez, Bill's eldest daughter, is going to bring a remembrance on behalf of the family today. Carrie?
Well, I'm sure that most of you are aware that I was, well, the wild one in the family. But truthfully, I wasn't the only one. My dad had a reputation of living on the wild side and enjoying life to the fullest. From a very early age, I heard stories of his wild times in college, stories involving his time in Sigma Nu fraternity and attending college at Southwest Texas University. I had the opportunity to meet people that would be lifelong friends: Jimmy Walker, Dick Peroni, and Joe Bowles. One of our family's fondest memories was hanging out with the Buckmans. Bruce and Carol Buckman and my parents logged endless hours playing bridge and drinking Bruce's famous Bruce Margarita. Traveling was one of my father's passions. He was able to visit Mexico, Egypt, China, Ireland, Turkey, Greece, and many others, although his favorite place to go was Port Aransas. It wasn't summer in Texas unless the Brophy family was in Port A. Our annual trips allowed my dad a chance to catch the big one, or at a minimum, spend a few hours on the open sea with his daughters, son-in-law, and Charles Bujon. It was not uncommon to find my dad visiting with strangers in the condo pool or just sitting in the surf getting sand in his swim trunks. And what visit would be complete without a trip to the Crazy Cajun? My dad experienced great joy using the mallet to fracture crab legs and loved to put the shrimp heads on his fingers like puppets. January was also a time when my parents escaped back to Port A to welcome in the new year with Charles and Sharon. My dad loved being around the water, whether it be the coast or the lake. From an early age, my grandparents, Ross and Helen, exposed him to lake life. Boating was a favorite pastime. Ultimately, one of my dad's dreams came true when he acquired his own boat, naming it Mr. Bill. Many weekend afternoons were spent on Lake Austin tubing, skiing, and wakeboarding. Oh, and having a beer or two to celebrate the day. My father loved to hit the links. Many weekends were enjoyed golfing with family and friends. Although some would say more time was spent throwing the clubs with a few choice words or fishing balls out of the water. Later, due to his health, he was unable to continue playing, but remained active, accompanying friends on the course and promoting the Chip In for Children event at Abiding Love Lutheran Church. One of his best mates on the course and work associate is Carol Coleman. It wasn't November unless the Brophies had put on our lederhosen, silly hats, and headed down to Wurstfest in New Braunfels. Carol was a fantastic host, or as my dad would say, Opa, bringing us the Wurstundertaschen, that sausage for you non-Germans out there, the fried pickles, and of course, the beer. As soon as the chicken dance started to play, my dad was on the dance floor shaking his can. Ultimately, there are too many memories to share and way too many people to name. However, I would like to recognize Kim Johnson Pissionary and Alice Wilholt Stevens, my father's cousins. Although my dad had no siblings, these two ladies were as close as they could be to sisters. They continued to provide love, support, and laughter throughout the years and in the recent months. So I would like to close with a special remembrance to my father's sense of humor and wit. I think everyone in this room has been a victim to one of my dad's jokes or puns. We can all agree that this was one of his most outstanding characteristics that persisted until the end. It is impossible for me to think of him without the little grin that he cracked on his face to lighten the mood or enhance the mood, sometimes even to upset my mom. In my opinion, this is why he was loved by so many and will be remembered.
Thank you, Carrie. Our song of the day is number 613 in the back portion of your hymnal, Thy Holy Wings.
Thank you.
Gathered as people of faith, we open our hearts and minds to the Lord in prayer. Almighty God, in holy baptism, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion of saints in the body of Christ. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. God of mercy, hear our prayer. Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to share the new life in Christ. God of mercy, hear our prayer. Give courage and faith to all who mourn, and a sure and certain hope in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may have strength for the days ahead. God of mercy, grant to us who are still in our pilgrimage and who walk as yet by faith, that where this world groans in grief and pain, your Holy Spirit may lead us to bear witness to your light and life. God of mercy, hear our prayer. Help us in the midst of things we cannot understand to believe and trust in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection to everlasting life. God of mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, it is you from whom we seek consolation. It is you to whom we look for light. We pray now in the words you have taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The words and the deep truths of the 23rd Psalm are a part of that faith that has sustained Bill. And we find comfort and encouragement for ourselves in the bittersweetness of this day. As printed in your bulletin, let's share in the words of the 23rd Psalm together. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. And though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the midst of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy follow me all of the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I invite you to stand as you are able, as we prepare ourselves now to commend Bill Brophy to the eternal love and grace of God. Into your hands, O merciful Savior, we commend your servant, Bill. Acknowledge, we humbly beseech you, a sheep of your own fold, a lamb of your own flock, a sinner of your own redeeming. Receive him into the arms of your mercy and into the blessed rest of everlasting peace, into the glorious company of your saints in light. Amen. And all of you who gather in his memory today, all of you who have loved and been loved by Bill Brophy, may God bless you and keep you. May God make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. May God look on you with favor and grant you peace In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sending song, Children of the Heavenly Father, 781. Here today, we continue this celebration of Bill's life with a reception in our activity center. The family is proceeding there now and will greet you there. There's food and refreshment and lots of opportunity for stories. God's peace. Go in peace to serve the Lord. Amen. Thank you.